You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Welcome back, everyone. Join the conversation at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We want your stories on anything going on in the show, and we're certainly getting a lot of responses on the Second Amendment, and we'll have those a little bit later. As we just mentioned, WALL-E's the big movie opening in Hollywood, and it's mostly computer-generated. There's barely any dialogue in it, which probably has some in Hollywood breathing a sigh of relief because all eyes are on the Screen Actors Guild contract with studios, which expires on Monday, and there's plenty of talk about another strike. It's not clear. There's negotiations going on. LA blogger Sharon Waxman is with us. Sharon, as you alluded to a moment ago, this is going to be a really, really big movie, but it's kind of a metaphor for this impending Screen Actors Guild strike. What goes on in Hollywood in the hours leading up to something like a work stoppage?
Well, there's a lot of breaths being held across town because, as your listeners probably remember, Hollywood just finished a strike a few months ago. That was the Writers Guild strike, and that shut down the industry for several months, and people lost jobs. People, were hit very hard all across the spectrum, not just the writers, obviously, but everybody involved in the making of movies, and that goes everywhere from the hair and makeup people to the dry cleaners to the restaurants. So what we're waiting to see, actually, is there going to be some kind of last-minute deal, or is the Screen Actors Guild going to agree to continue working without a contract? That's what's going on.
So I suspect there's some frenzied deals taking place as people try to get ink on paper before a work stoppage actually begins. Is there
You'd think there would be, but that would presume that both sides are really motivated to make a deal. But in this case, as in the last case, the studios are who are the producer side of this negotiation versus the labor side, which is, of course, the actors, are not so motivated.
Hmm. Is this about new media and futuristic kind of internet-related entertainment that we can't even imagine? Or
yes.
Is it about
exactly what's at stake, and that's what happened, of course, with the Writers Guild as well, which is that everything is shifting around in the media world in general, and it's shifting in Hollywood too. So the money that used to be made in huge measure by DVD sales is that's a mature market, and now there's all this money that is anticipated but has not yet appeared that is presumed is going to be made in digital somehow downloads and in watching movies over the internet and all these kinds of changing ways that people are watching and consuming their entertainment. But nobody's quite figured out where the money is yet, but the guilds are afraid they're going to be cut out of that, like they already were cut out of the DVD stream in negotiations from decades past. So they want to avoid making that mistake again, but the studios don't feel any reason to give that to give quarter on that point.
Are there any actors who are stepping out here to try to be, kind of take one on the chin for the team and sort of fight the studios, or is everyone laying low?
Well, here's another problem, which is that the guilds themselves are not unified, and that is another reason why the guilds are the weaker partner in this standoff. Right now, there are two actors' guilds, John. There's SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, and there's the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, which is called AFTRA. That's about a quarter of the size or so of the
I'm a member of AFTRA. Guild. I need to disclose I'm a member of AFTRA.
Okay, thank you for telling us.
Not as an actor.
I'm going to tell you anyway the way it is.
Yeah.
They've struck their own deal, and now there's a battle within the acting community of whether they should ratify that contract or whether they should stand in solidarity with SAG. So in other words, even among the actors, there's dissension right now over whether the right thing to do is to pull together and have a united front against the producers, against the studios, or whether actors should go ahead and ratify their own contract and keep going.
It's complex. It's arcane. That's entertainment? No, I think not. It's just a potential work stoppage between the Screen Actors Guild contract, which expires on Monday. Sharon Waxman, thanks for joining us. Thanks for getting up this early to
My
talk
pleasure.
With us.
Okay.
LA blogger Sharon Waxman out in Los Angeles.